All right, these UFOs then, they are merely top secret, top of the range aircraft, new technology.
No, I think it's more complicated than that. I think some of them are state of the art, highly advanced technology from elsewhere.
Now look at the stealth bomber. The stealth bomber, which was used extensively in the Gulf War, that looks like a UFO, doesn't it?
Well, actually, the stealth fighter is a fighter bomber, to be specific. Yes, it does indeed. This is a remarkable aircraft, and there's no question that the Americans are testing even more unusual aircraft in the Nevada test site, for example. The question is, have they actually recovered alien vehicles? My information is, yes, they have, and they are experimenting with them, and they have been doing so for a long time, and they are beginning to understand some of the technology involved. We're talking
Why
about...
Why has it taken so long if it's been since the 1940s?
Because the technology is so advanced that it's taken them a long time to grasp it, to begin to grasp it. Now they are beginning to understand it.
They could grasp it if they've got examples of it before them, can't they? And people
yes,
to
they can
it
grasp
to them,
it. But
or aliens to explain
yes,
it to them.
Indeed. They can grasp it and look at it, but it's taken them a long time to understand the effects of the propulsion system. For example, according to Bob Lazar, this physicist who actually worked on one of these vehicles, there is the possibility there for bending time and space, time and space distortion. And there is a possibility for almost instantaneous travel to distant parts of our galaxy.
Wait.
I'm not saying that's happened. According to my information, these craft at the moment have only been flown within a very limited
yeah.
range.
Where do these people come, these aliens come from?
Well, according to one of the 120 briefing papers that Bob Lazar claims to have read at this ultra-top secret site in the Nevada desert, some of them at least are from Zeta Reticuli, which is a binary system, a two-star solar system, about 37 light years from Earth. Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
I don't know anything about astronomy, but does this exist, this binary?
Oh, yes. There's no question about that. Zeta Reticuli exists.
And you say in your book there's at least 9 species of aliens.
Well, I don't say that. That was some information that was passed to me via a National Security Agency expert who said that they had established communications electronically with 9 different groups of extraterrestrials. It's outrageous stuff, but I think if you look at the reports going back over the years, there do seem to be at least a dozen or half a dozen species of extraterrestrials that have been coming here.
Has a deal been done? Is there a quid pro quo in that they say to the governments, don't expose us and we'll carry on doing our experiments
and
we'll give you a little bit of technology? Is that possible?
I think so. I don't believe that a deal has been signed. I think that's absurd because we're not in a position to argue with these people should they get shirty. But I do feel that in exchange possibly for bases on this planet, I do feel that some of them have bases here, they have supplied us with some new technology, including actual alien vehicles. I know it's wild stuff, but that's what I've been told from very reliable sources.